Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As always, we hope that we bring you the best blog talk radio that we possibly can as we go to try to not only broaden your horizons, but also broaden our own as we grow and develop in this big blue marble that we call the world. And as we work together to find that type of success that we all want and need. And with that said, Blog Talk, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm sure you know, it is election time. And we've got people standing in lines from anywhere to an hour to 2 hours to 3 hours to 20 minutes, depending on wherever the heck it is that you are. However, the main thing is that you guys are all out there doing your vote thing. But today's show really isn't about voting. We're kind of going to get back around to that, but the overall show is not about voting. It's actually not about voting at all. What it's about is, it's about what are you going to do, not only while the voting is going on or during the voting. I mean, again, everybody get out there and vote. But what are you going to do to change your life now? Because guess what? No president, no Congress, no senator, no any of those people, no mayors, no chamber of commerce, none of those are going to help you. They're not going to be the people that are going to fix your problems. The only person that can fix your problems are you. The only person that even gives a rat's tail about your problems is you. Let's be honest. You can cry and boo-hoo to any politician that you want, but they've got their own problems, they've got their own issues, and they've got their own things going on. So with that said, Blog Talk, what are you going to do to make your life better? What are you going to do to make your world better? What are you going to do to get yourself straight and get your stuff straight so that you can live the type of life that you want to live and so that you can prosper and move forward? So, like I said, the elections are going on. The politicians have all said what they needed to say. Mr. Romney said what he needed to say. Mr. Obama said what he needed to say. And all of those other seats that are actually open during this election period, all of them have said what they've had to say. They've spent more than, what, $2 to $3 billion basically marketing and trying to get the message out to you. Even though I know that that message is polluted, and there's a whole lot of different things going on and a whole lot of different mixed messages in the message. Like life, it's up to you to figure out what you want to accept and what you don't want to accept, which is also very interesting. And it actually brings into mind an interesting thing that kind of happened today. Today, first off, let's go back. I voted last week, all right? I early voted to get it out the way because I didn't want to stand in line and I didn't want anything to happen to keep me from voting because I think that everybody should get out there and share their vote and that everybody should express themselves for whatever candidate that go with, whether I agree with that decision or not. That's irrelevant. The relevance is that we all need to get out there and we all need to vote, which is great. That for all of you that are out there and for all of you that are going to try to do it after the regular working hours, good luck. It's probably going to be a nightmare. But either way, please get out there and vote. And if any of you have any spare time, get out there and help with the vote. You know, some of these offices could still use support, and there's people out there that need rides. You know, I personally took some people with me when I early voted to get it out the way and to make it easier for them because they were a little older and didn't have transportation. But enough about that. Anyway, one of the really quick things I want to talk about, and again, unfortunately, this has to do with the vote, but I just thought it was really interesting, and that's kind of why I'm sharing it. Then we'll get back to the topic at hand. Today, while I was standing in line at the voting booth, because I went with my wife, who hadn't early voted, she didn't have the opportunity. So early this morning, I went with her to vote so that I could just stand with her in the cold and, again, be with my wife. But no big deal. You know, we're standing there in the line, and as we're standing there in the line, you know, I noticed a gentleman behind me, and this gentleman and I, totally different politics. We both happen to serve in the United States military, but we're in totally different age groups. He's probably got about 10 years or more on me. We're in totally different financial situations. He's a multimillionaire, and he's also a senior vice president of a pretty comfortable company. But like I said, our voting mindset is different. Our military views in a lot of ways are the same. Our military service is actually the same. We are also both, I believe he's also retired. We're both retired from the military. And we get along fine. I've known him for about 9 years, maybe 10. And I thought that the thing that was truly interesting about this little meeting was I didn't see him first. He saw me, and he yelled out, "Hey, buddy, hey, Z, how you doing?" Blah, blah, blah. Remembers my name, all of that. Everything's fine. But even though we both know that we have different political views, we get along fine. We have a friendly relationship, okay? And I thought that the thing that was interesting was in the same line that I was in, there were people in that line that couldn't stand my guts. And why couldn't they stand my guts? One, they don't even know me. Two, the reason that they couldn't stand my guts is because they don't approve of the policy, of the party, the political party that I represent, which, I mean, you know, you're either a Democrat or you're a Republican, and I'm one of the two. I'm not a Tea Party person or an independent or any of that stuff. But it was really interesting when you looked at the dynamics of it. Here are people standing in the line. Some are in a better financial situation than I am. Some are in a worse. Some have more education. Some have less education. Some people are in good health. Some people are not in good health. Some people are older. Some people are younger. Yet there are people that if we were to look at the socioeconomical standards, who I'm well above, yet I'm actually talking with a gentleman who's well above me, and we get along fine. Yet the people that, as Mr. Romney would say, and I'm not trying to get political, are part of the 47% or the 42% that are actually voting Republican can't stand me because I'm not voting Republican. I just thought that that was a really weird and unusual dynamic in the sense of things, you know, to where I've got somebody that's a staunch Republican that I get along fine with because our politics have nothing to do with our relationship, and we have a relationship to where people I don't even know don't like me because of the fact that our politics are different. I just find that totally amazing. But anyway, enough about me and my little observation on life, or at least my life today. Ladies and gentlemen, my question to you is, what are you? What are we? What am I? You know, and you're part of the I. I know you're not me, but what are we going to do to change ourselves, to improve ourselves, to work on developing our social economical standards to a higher level, to be able to take care of our families and do the things that would help them to grow and prosper? You know, are we going to just sit around and continue to wait for, again, some politician to determine whether we're going to take a step forward or we're going to take a step back? You know, in the I'm also a member of a motorcycle group called the Black Cavalry Family and the Buffalo Soldiers. And in that group, you know, we use a motto in the Buffalo Soldier, the motto is Ready Forward. And why do we use Ready Forward? Ready Forward is because that's what the Buffalo Soldiers used to express when they would get ready to go to their next challenge, to go to their next location, to go to whatever it is that they had to deal with. It's Ready Forward, and that's one of the reasons why I like that whole forward thing. ladies and gentlemen, we have to stop going backwards. We have to stop worrying about things that don't matter in the scheme of things and start worrying about things that do. We have to take advantage of all the opportunities that come in front of us and also open our eyes up to all of the opportunities that we're missing because we've become so myopic. We've become so small-minded in how we look at things. You know, I try to take a class. I try to take at least two courses every month. You know, but why do I do that? I do that because I know that there's so much more for me to learn. There's so much more for me to experience. There's so much more out there for me to step forward to. So my challenge to everybody there, and we have a caller who I'm going to see if they have anything that they'd like to share with us in a moment. One of my challenges to each and every one of you is the same challenge that I put to myself each and every day, and that challenge is to do better, to take myself up to another notch, and to also understand that sometimes I'm not at a level I think I'm at, and that's why I keep trying to improve myself. That's why I keep trying to learn. That's why I keep listening to people who some people would say, well, why are you listening to that fool? Well, that person isn't a fool. That person may be misguided, or that person might be brilliant, and neither one of us is smart enough, wise enough, or intelligent enough to take that person's information and use it to the extent. Sometimes it may be that the person isn't able to articulate themselves in a manner that most people would understand. So you have to take your time and understand what that person's saying. You know, I'm definitely one of those people that's guilty of it. If you're talking and you're not making sense, sometimes I have to step back to become a good listener, and I have to fight that urge to jump in, fight that urge to want to argue the issue, and let the person finish saying what they need to say. But anyway, with no further ado, let's go to our caller and see if they have any comments that they'd like to share with us. Hello, how you doing? This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. How can I help you?
Hi, see, this is Sunny from the United States Black Calvary Family.
Hello, Sunny. How are you, dear lady?
Oh, I am excellent. Got up early this morning and exercised my right to vote. I feel wonderful about what I've done in support of President Obama, and that's just my personal feeling. But I figured I would call in and express why I did so, if you don't mind.
Not a problem. Please do.
Well, I am one of those 47% that Mr. Romney spoke about. Not only am I African-American and I am a woman, I am a woman with a pre-existing condition, not one that I chose on my own. I could not even consider voting for Romney, even if I agree with his platform, with the, for the simple reason that he has said that the first thing he would do is to roll back Obamacare. What he doesn't realize is that he does not speak for those of us who have already been turned down for medical insurance because we were born with a pre-existing condition. I tried to work independently, owning my own business, but because I could not qualify for medical insurance without being a part of the group, I went to work for a big corporation. So all I'm saying is for anyone who is considering giving away their vote, you need to think about the health concerns that you may have in the future. You never know, everyone is a patient, but you're also just one step away from being critically ill, and you may not have the income to support an illness that could financially devastate you. So I got up early this morning without any hesitation and went to vote. I also went out on the network, out on Facebook, and told all of my friends that I voted, encouraged my to vote, and anybody that would listen to me, because my voice and my vote do matter. And I want to thank you for having a forum allowing me to voice my viewpoint. Everyone may not always agree. We don't have to agree, but the one thing we have to agree on, if we don't vote, we don't have a voice. you shouldn't have an opinion if you don't make it to the polls today. You cannot complain if you are not a part of being a part of the solution. And with that, I'd like to thank you for having this forum and always speaking out on issues and allowing other people to share their opinions.
Well, thank you very, very much for airing. Ladies and gentlemen, we were given a special treat. Sunny, as she calls herself, is also the president and founder of Divas for Cure, which is a group of women that ride motorcycles cross-country for breast cancer. She's also the co-founder of the Black Cavalry Family, which is another motorcycle group, a motorcycle family.
An association, yeah.
Club. And basically, the lady's just a phenomenal individual, and she's also got a phenomenal person behind her, which is T.C. Cosley. T.C. is another very motivated individual, very outspoken. I don't think is as outspoken as Sunny, but I don't think anybody can be as outspoken as Sunny, especially if you get her gander up, because she'll let you know that you...
Well, Divas for a Cure had a ride a couple of weeks ago. Happened to be my 5th anniversary. And we got on the road raising money for breast cancer. That was on a Saturday. The following weekend, Sandy hit the East Coast. And I don't have to tell you how devastating that can be. So everyone is strapped. Everyone is feeling some kind of financial instability. But we need somebody in office who cares about all the people, 100% of the voters. And you cannot be a president and not be concerned about everyone. Whether you agree with them or not, you are still their president. And that's who I want in office. And so, yes, I cast my vote in 2008 for President Obama. He is a man on a mission. We're moving forward. And so I would be remiss if I didn't cast my vote again for him in support of his effort. It took us more than 4 years to get in this mess, and it's going to take more than 4 years to clean it up. Give the man a chance to do the job that we voted him in the first place. Support him. He has our best interest at heart. Z, I love you. Thank you for what you do. Look forward to seeing you on the road. God bless you and your family. Keep motivating people. Keep putting the word out there. Keep educating, and by all means, keep teaching. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Sunny. You take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we got a special treat. That wasn't a setup call, all right? We were blessed with some information and also something that all of us need to keep in mind. We need to keep in mind that there are people out there that are affected, even though we may not be affected by, you know, pre-injuries or preconditions that have come up in our health and all of that. There are others out there that are. And this election means something to them, too, the people that aren't all 100% able, the people who do have a constant fear of something that has happened to them in the past reoccurring. So when you're talking about things like, perfect example, cancer, you know, you have a clean bill of health on Monday, and then on Tuesday you find out that you don't have a clean bill of health. You find out that they missed something. You find out that it's moved. You find out that there's other things going on. Plus our financial situation. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not be silly. You know, we didn't get into the present situation that we're in overnight. We also didn't get into it in the last 4 years. And as everybody knows, and I know this isn't supposed to be a political show, not today, but anyway, as everybody knows, we were in one of our worst economical positions in history, when President Obama took over. Now, me being a retired member of the United States military, I also stress to all of you people that have never served or never been a cop, never been a fireman, never been anything that was some type of a service to your city, county, state, whatever, or federal government, if you haven't played a role in this, if you're not willing to put your life on the line for your family, and I don't just mean for your family in the sense of the children that you bore, or the wife that you have, or your parents, I'm talking about for the entire nation, you really probably should reserve your right to speak up about certain things. Again, I'm not saying that you should allow anybody to treat you incorrectly. That is something you should never do. But what I'm saying is that most of us could not only not qualify, we could not handle the job of president of this nation. Good, bad, or indifferent, these particular individuals stepped up and they took on the challenge. And as a member of the United States military, former, and as a former law enforcement officer, you know, or retired Marine and former law enforcement officer, because there's no such thing as a former Marine or an ex-Marine. Anyway, we've served under several presidents, again, good, bad, or indifferent. Those are our commanders-in-chief. And because those men are, or women are our commanders-in-chief or our leaders, then we owe them every respect. And as Americans, we do not have the right to disrespect them. We have the right to vote them out of office, just like we had the right to vote them in office. But we do not have the right to bash them, to abuse them, and to treat them incorrectly. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, we're going to get off of the platform of this whole political arena. Again, if you haven't voted, ladies and gentlemen, please get out there and vote. Please be a person that takes action. And it's the same thing as this show is about, which is with your personal life. Stop waiting for somebody else to fix your problems. Stop waiting for somebody else to make the corrections in your life that only you can make and only you are responsible to make. So in order for you to step up, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to step up. You're going to have to take responsibility. Like Sunny said, she got into the private sector and started her own company. Some people, again, they start their own company and they become very wealthy. Some, they don't. But either way, they are all playing a very vital role in our nation, in our nation's growth. They're helping other people. They're providing jobs. They're providing stimulus. If you're one of those people that works a job and that's all you've ever done, there's nothing wrong with that. But also understand that you're also not necessarily one of those people that's a vital cog in continuing to help our economy to move forward. Small business helps our economy to move forward. People that are hiring other people, that are creating jobs, that are giving them the opportunities for insurance and helping them to be able to feed their families, they're also taking great risk. Now, I'm not talking about the multi-billionaires out there. I'm talking about the small moms and pops that are all over the place, all right? But also understand that each and every one of us is a you, Inc. You are the CEO of you. If you, like a business, want yourself to prosper, to grow, to develop, and to become everything that you were meant to be, and trust me, each and every person is meant to be phenomenal and outstanding things, then you have to take that chance. You can't keep waiting for someone else to create a position for you, create a job for you. You have to constantly work to improve, to update, and all of that. And you also have to understand that sometimes the road you're going to be on is not going to lead you where you want it to lead. Sometimes the information that you're going to get isn't going to be the correct information. Sometimes the path you're on, you're going to have to deviate off of that path. But the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that we can't give up, and you have to go with faith and back that faith up with the proper knowledge, with the proper education, and then with the proper action. Because if you don't back it up with action, guess what? You're going to be another one of those people whining and whining and whining and whining, and in the end, you're not going to have anything. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, the show today is about not just the election. The show is about what are you going to do to help the people that you're putting in office to do the. That's what this is about. This is about you being able to take care of your family, you being able to deal with a catastrophic medical situation because you've got enough put away. And I mean, that's a hard road to go. I mean, a lot of people have gone from wealth to poverty just because of a sickness. That's how devastating an illness can be to your financial world. And that's also how devastating a sickness or an illness or an unscheduled event can be to your life. It's like what those people are going through with Sandy right now. I mean, I was talking to a young lady that's in my my business, my international business group, and she's an insurance provider. And we were talking about the fact that there's a lot of insurance people that live near the water, knew Sandy was coming, but again, it needs to be a certain amount of time. But my question is, or not my question, my comment is that there are people in the insurance arena that live next to water, have houses next to water in Brooklyn and places like that, that's basements were totally flooded, totally destroyed, yet they didn't have the insurance that they needed to cover it. Why? Because they didn't think it would ever happen to them. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything can happen to any one of us at any time. And the thing that gives you the opportunity to be a victim of whatever it is that's going to go wrong is the fact that you continue to breathe oxygen. Your heart continues to beat. You continue to be an individual living now. So, all I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you have an entrepreneurial heart, guess what? Take about 20% of whatever it is you got, or 10% or 5% or whatever it is, and put it into that venture. Why? Because if that venture pays off, was it worth it? Yes, it was worth it. You know, if you don't feel as well as you should, then maybe you should see a doctor. If you know that you need to get out there and exercise, then how about doing that? Just a little bit can give you a whole lot. Exercise, eat, taking care of yourself, getting your checkups, all of these different things, catching things at an early stage when they are easily treatable and easily taken care of. Get off the couch. The average American watches, I believe it's 12 hours of TV a week. 12 hours of TV a week. Yet the average CEO of a Fortune 500 company reads 5 books a month. Let's look at the difference there in level of knowledge and financial position. The guy that reads 5 books a month is worth millions and controls millions and hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Yet the person that just works in their little cubicle, that just works in their little office, that just drives their truck and goes to and fro from day to day, doesn't have anywhere near the power, doesn't have anywhere near the knowledge, doesn't have anywhere near the influence that those other people have. Which one do you want to be? Do you want to be a healthy person or do you want to be a sick person? Do you want to be a fit person or do you want to be a terribly obese, out of shape person? And I'm not talking about a glandular problem. I'm talking about your habits have created your situation. Again, ladies and gentlemen, to get better, we have to do what we need to do to make them better. Stop waiting for someone else to answer your questions. Stop waiting for someone else to give you everything that you need and start getting what you need. Start taking care of you. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank Sunny for coming on and sharing what she shared, because that was critical and it actually added to the show in a big way, and I am forever thankful to her and her husband, because again, they've been very phenomenal people in my life and I am blessed that I know them. But for all of you, I'd like to get to know you too. But we can't know each other if you're hiding behind or you're waiting for something to happen that's probably not going to happen. If it's meant to be, make it so. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Everybody have a great day. Get out there and vote. Do your well. Take care.